Recorded Books and One Click Digital present Terminal City by Linda Fairstein, narrated by Barbara Rosenblatt.
Good can imagine evil, but evil cannot imagine good. W.H. Auden. Chapter 1. Not a pretty way to die, Alexandra. The lieutenant of Manhattan South's homicide squad opened the door to the luxury hotel suite on the 45th floor at the Waldorf Astoria on Park Avenue. "You know of one, Lou?" I asked, following him through the elegantly appointed living room. "I mean, a pretty way." Rocco Corelli shrugged his shoulders and shook his head. He had been on the job for almost 30 years, and seen more corpses than most guys in the bureau could now lay claim to, as the city's murder rate continued its dramatic decline. "Mike Chapman's got one." Pug McBride was behind me, practically stepping on my heels in his effort to stay close to Corelli. The short detective, square-bodied with a wrinkled face, like the dog for which he was nicknamed, was as annoying as he was good-natured. "Says he'd like to die in bed with Giselle Bundchen's body double. Fourth down, goal to go." Corelli stopped short at the open bedroom door. "Shut it, Pug." "Yeah, I guess that's why Mike got jammed up, in the wrong bed at the wrong time." I was wedged between Corelli's back and McBride's barrel chest. His warm Marlboro-laced breath hit the back of my neck each time he opened his mouth. I trusted that neither man could see the color rise in my face at the mention of Chapman's name.